Hey there, this is another Marlins Rewind. So the team took 7 of 10 at home and traveled to Detroit yesterday, one of only a handful of Major League teams with an above 500 record at home and on the road. Last night in the Motor City, the Marlins played the Detroit Tigers in interleague play, and Glenn Geffner has the Rewind.
Well, the Marlins start a 9-game road trip, and they started with a loss tonight in Detroit, 7-5, a frustrating night for Miami. Marlins had a lot of chances to break this game wide open early on. They had a hot pitcher on the mound in Adam Conley, but things unraveled for him. And in the end, the Tigers pull one out here on the strength of a 7-run fifth inning, 7-5 Detroit, the final score. Adam Conley coming off an 8-inning outing, his last time out, pitched a gem against the Braves. 8 innings, a 4-hit shutout ball, facing 1-7 Mike Pelfrey for the Tigers tonight. Marlins didn't score in the top of the first against Pelfrey, but Conley in the bottom of the first made things exciting, striking out Ian Kinsler, Cameron Maben, and Miguel Cabrera back-to-back-to-back. He fanned the side in the first, was off to a terrific start, and the Marlins' bats came alive in the second against Pelfrey. First, a single from Marcelo Ozuna, then Giancarlo unloaded.
Here's the pitch. And Stanton crushes a ball on a hard line drive to center field. It's a no-doubter. Up, up and away. Straight away center. Laser-like line drive. 2-0 Marlins against Pelfrey, who just surrendered his 13th home run of this season.
For Giancarlo, number 15 on the year. It started with 3-for-5, 3 RBI night for Stanton, who DH tonight. And getting Miami off on the right foot early for Stanton. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. The Marlins weren't done with Pelfrey in that second inning. Justin Bour singled. Derek Dietrich singled. JT Realmuto had an infield hit. So leading 2-0, the Marlins had the bases loaded with nobody out. A chance to break it wide open in the second. But Adani Echeverria grounded to the first baseman Miguel Cabrera, who came home to start a 3-2-3 double play. And when Ichiro then grounded to Cabrera, Pelfrey was out of that inning without any further damage. It was a 2-run inning for the Marlins, but you felt a little bit unsatisfied at that point. 2-0 in the second. Conley allowed a 1-out triple to Nick Castellanos in the bottom of the second, but he struck out 3 in that inning. It stayed 2-0 into the third with 1 out in the bottom of the third. Jose Iglesias walked with 2 outs after strikeout of Ian Kinsler. Cameron Maben singled, so the Tigers, down by a couple, had runners at second and third. Maben took second on the throw. Second and third, 2 outs, when Conley went after Miguel Cabrera. With 2 outs, the count's full to Miguel Cabrera, 2-time MVP, 10-time All-Star, 6-time Silver Slugger. Payoff pitch, a swing and a miss. He tied him up, slider down and in, and he strikes Cabrera out for the second time. That's a huge K with two men in scoring position. And Conley has fanned 8 through the first 3. We go to the fourth, still 2-0 Miami. Things were looking good, and they looked even better in the fifth inning when Christian Yelich led off with a double, went to third when the ball was misplayed out in left field by Justin Upton. After Marcelo Ozuna popped to short for the first out, Giancarlo came through again.
Iglesias in on the left side and back just a little bit at third. Don't blame him. Nick Castellanos. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Under the glove of Kinsler, out into right center. Yelich scores, and the Marlins have a 3-0 lead. The ball bobbled for a moment out there in right center, and Stanton takes advantage and goes on down to second base. 3-0 Marlins.
The Aviles error moved Stanton up to second base. Bour Granick got him to third, but then Derek Dietrich struck out, leaving him at third base. And at that point in the fifth inning, the Marlins had a 3-0 lead. But they were 2-for-9 with men in scoring position. And they'd already left 7 men on base, 6 of them in scoring position. It was 3-0 into the bottom of the fifth. Conley was rolling. But in the fifth inning, things unraveled. He struck out the first man, James McCann, matching his personal best with his 9th K. 9 strikeouts and 4 1/3. But then he walked the number 8 hitter, Mike Aviles, and went after Jose Iglesias.
Conley's pitch. This ball is crushed. A high fly ball to deep left center, and the game is tied at 2. Check that. The 2-run home run pulls the Tigers to within 1 at 3-2.
Well, it wasn't 3-2 for long. Ian Kinsler doubled. Cameron Maben walked. 2 men on for Miguel Cabrera, who Conley had already struck out twice. You had an uneasy feeling.
Tying run at second base. Go ahead, run at first with 1 out. And here's the payoff pitch to Cabrera, and he swings and hits it a mile. deep to left. Three-run home run for Miguel Cabrera and a 5-3 Detroit Tiger lead. They've hit their second home run of the inning.
Five straight men had reached. That was it for Conley. Nick Whitgren came out of the bullpen. Tigers in front. Victor Martinez then singled. He was on for the Miami native, third baseman Nick Castellanos.
Straightaway stance for Castellanos. Here's the pitch. And he drills the ball deep center field, going back hard. Ozuna at the wall, reaches up, and cannot get it. It's gone, a home run for Castellanos. A two-run home run. Seven runs in the fifth on three home runs for the Tigers. Detroit with a 7-3 lead.
Seven consecutive Tigers hitters reached. When it was all said and done, they sent 10 men to the plate in that fifth inning. Seven runs on five hits. There were a couple of walks, three home runs, and Detroit was in front 7-3. So Conley done after 4 1/3, five hits, five runs. He walked three, struck out nine to match a personal best, allowed two of those three home runs in the inning. He threw 92 pitches, 59 strikes. Mike Pelfrey, who hadn't pitched very well, all of a sudden was staked to a 7-3 lead. He stayed out there to start the sixth inning. He got the first man, JT Realmuto, to ground out to first. But then Edeni Echevarria singled, and Ichiro singled, career hit number 2985, to tie Sam Rice for 30th on the all-time hits list. That would be it for Pelfrey, done after 5 1/3 and 12 hits. Bruce Rondon out of the bullpen got the first man, Martin Prado, but he couldn't get Christian Yelich.
Here's the 1-1, and Yelich lines the ball to left field. It's a base hit. Being directed home is the lead runner, Echevarria. He'll score, and the Marlins put one more up there, and the hit by Yelich makes it 7-4.
Marcelo Ozuna flew out to end that sixth inning, and we could close the book on Pelfrey at that point. 5 1/3 innings, 12 hits, 4 runs, a walk, a strikeout, the Stanton home run. He threw 100 pitches, 61 strikes. Rondon and Justin Wilson combined to blank the Marlins in the seventh inning. Then in the eighth, Shane Green on to pitch, led a leadoff hit to Edeni Echevarria. Etch went 3-for-4 in the ballgame tonight. Echevarria to third base on a base hit by Ichiro. That moved him past Sam Rice, alone into 30th place all time, career number 2986. And with men at the corners, Martin Prado tried to cut into the Tigers' lead. Green the 1-0. Prado fly ball left field, backing up Upton. He's got room, short of the track, makes the catch. Etch tags, throw comes into second. It's a sack fly for Martin, and the Marlins are within 7-5. Sadly, though, that's as close as the Marlins would get. Christian Yelich, a fly ball to the warning track and left for the second out. Marcelo Ozuna grounded to third, and that was it for Miami in the eighth. Facing Francisco Rodriguez in the ninth inning, the Marlins got a two-out walk to Derek Dietrich, but JT Realmuto flew out to end the ballgame. He represented the tying run, and the Tigers take the first of this two-game series 7-5. Detroit improves to 3-0 in the season against Miami. For the Tigers, 7 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors, 5 men left. For the Marlins, 5 runs on 16 hits, no errors. Marlins strand a dozen. Mike Pelfrey, the winner, 2-7. Adam Conley, the loser, 4-5. Francisco Rodriguez with his 21st save and 23 tries. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours on the button. Crowd of 30,808 goes home happy in Detroit. Tigers again move above 500. They're 39-38 with the victory. Now 22-16 here at Comerica Park. Marlins, meanwhile, fall to 41-36. They drop to 20-17 on the road as they embark upon this 9-game trip.
Only a handful of hours till we get going again. 1:10 first pitch day baseball on this Wednesday. Then the team takes off for Atlanta. Since the fish won't even be in Detroit for more than 48 hours, your fish family bonus code today, short and sweet. Learn more about the Marlins Fan Loyalty Program at marlins.com/fishfamily. Join us today on the broadcast. Marlins on Deck starts at 12:40. You can listen at MLB.com using the MLB at Bat app on 940 Winds and on the Marlins Radio Network.